Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And there's no mountain too high, no river too wide. Sing out this song, and I'll be there.
Hello, and welcome back to Tevating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm your host, Elizabeth, and this episode will focus on family support, as well as the role and impact that our families can have on our lives and the paths that we take. Much like Aaron, I'm personally grateful to be able to say that I've always had a close relationship with my parents. Throughout each chapter of life, I've relied on their help and guidance when making decisions. I was taught to trust myself and my instincts, but I also knew that I could turn to them for all situations, whether it be school-related, relationships, home buying, car buying, and now parenting advice as a mom myself. One thing my mom would always say to me when I had to make a decision was, "Don't settle." If I'm being perfectly honest, there were times when I rolled my eyes at the "don't settle" response. When I was in high school, I thought I knew everything, right? Or did I? Turns out the simple phrase of "don't settle" has had a lasting impact on me and often plays on repeat in my mind during certain situations. As I've read and listened to interviews with Aaron, I've developed a deeper connection to him and the relationship that he has with his own parents. Aaron's love and adoration for his parents and how highly he speaks of them is admirable. He's a celebrity, a Broadway star, and yet he remains grounded and rooted in where he came from and how he was raised. Aaron grew up in Middletown, New York with his parents, Stanley and Posey, and his younger brother, John. In an interview with Broadway Show, he spoke about his parents' jobs and how he worked for his dad during the summers and school breaks.
What did your parents do for a living when you were growing up?
My dad had a construction company with his two brothers, and so really the only job, I worked in a securities firm one summer when I was in a business program in high school, but my only other job besides acting was, you know, every summer and every winter break or anything, I just swung the hammer for my dad. So, you know, he's kind of a very blue-collar guy, and my mom's a special education teacher. She's a school teacher.
Right away, I'm in love with his parents. As a former special education teacher myself, I definitely felt that connection to his mom. I don't know about you, but I was raised with expectations from my parents and was taught to have a sense of pride and accountability in my actions. So was Aaron. There were no rewards for doing what was expected. Instead, there were expectations to meet, and Aaron credits that with how he has a sense of drive and work ethic that was instilled with him back then and has carried him through today.
Discipline, where does that come from?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it comes from, you know, being in elementary school and bringing home my straight A's to my parents, and then knowing that my friends got $15 for their straight A's, and I said, "Mom and Dad, why don't I get money?" And they say, "No, you get straight A's or you get grounded. You don't get money when you get straight A's."
While I wasn't a high school student in the 90s like Aaron, when he speaks about being involved in every activity imaginable in high school, I feel seen. There were high school sports, and then there were club practices for sports after high school practices ended. The days were long. For Aaron, there were sports practices, theater practices, and even meetings for business clubs that he was the stinking president of. In the 90s, he was doing it all. Choosing which college to attend, as well as what to major in, is such a critical decision. This is one of the many moments that Aaron says he is truly grateful for his parents' support and trust in him. Despite having multiple scholarships to multiple colleges to major in business or economics, Aaron opted to attend Ithaca College as a music and voice major. There were no scholarships, no money involved to go there, just a passion inside of Aaron that his parents recognized, and they encouraged him to pursue it. He talks about it here.
And my parents said, do what you need to do. You know, they were kind of looking back, you kind of can't believe that they did that. And they made it work and paid for me to go to college there somehow.
It could have been so easy for Aaron's parents to push him to settle for the business scholarships and take that route. But I'm sure we can all relate to situations in life where we have the skills to be successful, but the passion and love to implement those skills just don't align. Aaron recognized that, and it was the support and encouragement of his parents that allowed him to accept that music was his path. 1 year into being a voice major at Ithaca, Aaron had a change of heart. We've all been there before, I'm sure, where what we once thought we wanted to do no longer felt right. For me, it was teaching. I grew up being in my dad's classroom and had a picture in my mind of what teaching would be like. However, after being in the profession for a few years, I realized that what I spent my whole life wanting to do was no longer true. It's a confusing place to be. And that's the place Aaron was in when he was debating about his decision to continue with his major in music. It no longer felt right. Something was missing. It felt so off that he even took the steps to prepare to leave Ithaca and transfer to one of the schools that had offered him a business scholarship. It's funny, actually. Aaron recorded the song The Answer for Joe Iconis' album, which was recently released. And while the song itself is about taking a test in school, there are lyrics that speak directly to this point in Aaron's life when he was conflicted about his next steps. Take a listen. What do you think?
Maybe it's okay that I don't have a plan and I don't have a clue. I'm 19, that doesn't mean that I should know exactly what I want to do, right? I'm 19 and that doesn't mean that I should know what I want to do. And I've got time to make mistakes, make up my mind, and I've got time enough to find out all the answers. But I am scared and I'm afraid that a decision won't get made and I'll be like this forever. I need help, need extra help to find the answers. What's the answer?
Enter musical theater and the impact of teachers. While Aaron was in the process of deciding whether or not to transfer, one of his music and voice teachers encouraged him to audition for the musical theater program at Ithaca.
But even that, I was a music major for a year, and I thought I made a really bad mistake because I was not happy as a music major. And then I was really lucky that my voice teacher also had a bunch of students that were musical theater majors.
Right.
And we all had like a rep class where we'd meet once a week and everyone in her studio would sing. And kind of from the first time I sang, the musical theater majors were looking at me kind of saying, why are you not a musical theater major? And so at the end of that first year, I had started the process to reapply to all these business schools that I had turned down. But kind of on a whim, I went and auditioned for the musical theater program.
Right.
And they told me in the room that I had been accepted because they knew that I was in the process of maybe transferring. And so I was like, okay.
After the audition, Aaron goes home for spring break, accepted by the musical theater program, but still depressed and conflicted. That's when his parents have yet another impactful conversation with Aaron about not settling. He's spoken about this clip in concerts and in multiple interviews as it was so critical to the pivot that he decided to make in his major and ultimately his career.
And I said, I don't know, I'm thinking about switching to musical theater. I know it's like not what we should be studying. And my parents said to me, they said, you're 18 years old and you're broke. They're like, if you try this for 5 years and you're broke, who cares? Do something else. But at least you tried it. So they were so unbelievably supportive at like a very crucial time, you know, where they could have easily said, no, you're going to go study economics. And if you want to go mess around with that later, you can, you know, and they didn't.
And the rest, as they say, is history. It's hard to even imagine the theater or performing world without Aaron Tveit. Yet if he had settled or if he didn't have the unconditional support of his parents, that world would be a reality.
So what do they think of all this?
They love it. They've been such huge supporters of me, and they're incredible. They're so proud. And
so the moral of the story, don't settle. Surround yourself with others who will support you and your decisions. No matter what it is, go after what you want, even if it's not an easy, comfortable, or expected path to get there. That's the answer. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're needing some more fun Erin content, you can find me on Instagram @tevating_patiently. Hope to see you back here for episode 3.